seemed stricken. Tamal was a huge Shadar man-bear, all hair and growl and bad breath. He would have liked nothing better than to pummel Anyuang Bao all the way to the street and thence to the edge of the city. Ban went without protest. Less than a week later, I received the identical message as a handwritten note that looked like it had been inscribed by a 6-year-old. One of Cordy Mather's guards brought it up. I read it, told him, "Give the old fool a beating and tell him not to bother me again." The guard gave me a funny look. He glanced at Tai Day, then whispered, "Ain't old, ain't a him, but probably is a fool, standard bear. Was I you, I'd take the time." I got it. At last. I'll just box his ears myself, then. Tai Day, try to keep the bad guys out. I'll be back in a few minutes. He didn't listen, of course, because he couldn't bodyguard me from a distance. But I did confuse him long enough to get a head start. I got down there and got my hands on Sara before he caught up or got ahead of me. After that, he had little say. And my clever lady had brought To Tan to distract him. Tai Day didn't talk much, but that didn't make him stupid. He knew he couldn't win with the cards he held right now. "Clever," I told Sara. "I thought I'd never see you again." "Hi, kiddo," I said to To Tan, who didn't remember me. "Sara, honey, you gotta promise me. No more of that cryptic stuff like Grandpa Dom. I'm just a simple-minded soldier." I led Sara inside and up to my little hole in the wall. For the next 3 years, I marveled every morning when I wakened to find her beside me, and almost every time I saw her during the day. She became the center of my life, my anchor, my rock, my goddess, and every damned one of my brothers envied me almost to the borders of hatred, though Sara converted them all into devoted friends. She could give lady lessons on softening the hearts of hard men. Not till Uncle Doge and Mother Gota came to visit did I find out that Sara had done more than just defy the customs of the Nueng Bao. She had ignored the express orders of her tribal elders to come make herself the wife of a soldier of darkness. Confident little witch, those toothless old men put no value on the wishes of the witch Ki Hong Tre. I think I have a realistic picture of who and what I am, so I'm amazed that Sara ever thought as much of me as I thought of her. Chapter 98. I sipped water, ate, and reflected that this was one time when I had no trouble leaving Smoke's world. There was no attenuation of the pain if I went out there to see Sari. What was I doing here?